past 2 years, we were focusing a lot on numbers, which is part of which we completed pretty much the most complicated part of Yichud, which is the number game. The Mishnah and the Sugya in Kiddushin talks about one woman with two men, which seems to be mutter. Last time we approached that heter, and the Gemara puts a limitation on that heter for a kosher versus a paritz. Last year we defined what kasherim versus prutzim are, halacha lemaisa, how we paskin, different sheets in the poskim, but how we suggested. And we saw that there were limitations about basada and balaila when it comes to one woman and two men. Something that I presented last, and therefore, when it's balaila, you're going to have to one-up the ante. You're going to have to one-up, you're going to have to say, now one woman with two men is no good, if you rely on non-Sfardim, Ashkenazim, you rely on the heter of the Ramah, like the Ran, that we're all ksherim, or at least if you're dealing with ksherim, and people who are not chashed on these things to not be makbid on Gilei Arayos or Negia, and people that try to be makbid on these halachos, so therefore your number ratio with those people will be helpful. So now, if it's nighttime, so obviously you're going to have to one-up it, and you're going to have an added heter, it's going to have to be one woman versus three men, right? Mickey, that's what we learned last time. So then I said, and on the reverse, what do we paskin legabe the ratio of the reverse? So we paskin one man with three women. Good. So now, my Shiloh was, I said last day, so therefore when it comes to nighttime, right, what should be the halacha that you should need now? Four women, unless you have some other heter that you can rely on, which hopefully we'll start learning about today, other heterim and helpas yichud. Now, what is the heter? Is there ever a Gemara that talks about one man with three women? What's the answer to that question?
Yes. Yeah.
There's a Gemara that talks about that. Thank you, Max. There is no Gemara that talks about that. There is absolutely no Gemara that talks about that. What is the source that one man with three women is mutter? Rashi, thank you. Rashi is the one who introduced that, because Rashi was stuck with a Mishnah that he interpreted the Mishnah, as we started off with, to mean that. So I just had a suffix. So I always assume that whatever the Gemara qualifies as a problem, legabe, what's on the books in the sugyas, which is one woman with two men, and therefore balaila and basade, you're going to have to up it to one woman and three men. So I assume the same thing would be true when it comes to the opposite scenario. Let's say you have a babysitter man, and now he wants a heter of multiple women. So in the daytime, three women would be mutter. And the nighttime, which we pointed out last week in the postkim, nighttime is not shkia versus tseis. Nighttime is Shena, like we learned from the Rosh and the Ravid in the Sugyas and Ksubis, that Zman Shena, Shena Bein Anosher, Bein Anosher. But then I realized afterwards, after Shir, last Tuesday, I said, wait a second, but they're not exactly parallel. When it comes to one woman with two men, that's in the books, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, clarified by the Gemara by the limitation of Sada and Lila. But what about Lila when it comes to the opposite scenario? When it's one man with three women, let's say you're having a boy babysitter. So Rabbi Osai, I came across, I was looking through Rav Meisha's Tshuvas and Eben Ezra's Chelik Dalet Simen Samech Hei. This is where all of his Tshuvas in Hilchos Yichud are. He has fascinating short Tshuvas about this. What's it? Simen Samech Hei. So Rav Meisha writes, he's not sure about this. He's not sure about our very suffix. Exactly what I was misupak about right after Shir. Do you make a distinction and put the restrictions that the Gemara restricted when it comes to one woman with two men, and therefore obviously Balaila needing an added shomer, or Basada because one is going to walk away? What about when it's Balaila, when it comes to the opposite situation, where it's one man with three women? My tshuva. Oh, I'm sorry, it's in Samech. Oh, Samachay. Samachay is where all the tshuvas are. Yeah, no, this is the right. This is the right chiluk. I can't find it right now, Rabosei, but Ramesha ends off the tshuva with this question. And he writes, because we don't have any proofs about it one way or the next, so a person should be machmir, that Lila should apply to both. But I just found it interesting that he was in Masupak about the same exact shiloh. So therefore, la halacha, we're going to come out that both, when it comes to one man with three women, you got to up it to four. Right? Oh! Here. Machlokes Rashi Rabbi Natan of Kiddushin that we learned already about whether that there's a heter of one man with three women. Oh, that's not it, sorry. Kitzer, that's what... Yichud Balaylim Shalosh Nashim, sorry. Sif cotton chaf. Yichud balayla shalosh nashim. But shalosh nashim l'rashi yudimi b'sof kiddushin demutel is yachid imu kedin isha im shnei nashim. Is it exactly parallel to what the Gemara talked about, which is one woman and two men? L'mahatir l'hamatirim shu rak b'yom v'lo b'layla v'natzrich b'layla dafka arba nashim. Do you need four women at night? D'shematishanachas, because maybe one's going to fall asleep, like we spoke about last week. Do the rules and regulations apply to both? He's not an issue. Logically, I wouldn't compare one to the other. He says also in Svara, when you're already dealing with three women, it's an interesting shita. He says it's much harder to violate the Avera with all of them, you know, to take care of the Avera, even if one falls asleep, because you still have two women there. So he says, maybe they're not 100% comparable. Maybe one could suggest that you wouldn't need to up it to four, and the heter of Rashi would even exist balayla of one man to three women. But bottom line, Ramesha says, and because it's so difficult, maybe he's not going to start the Aveira in the first place when there are already three women there, even if one might fall asleep. Maybe he should say yes. Bottom line. Since I don't have a proof from this from Shas, although intuitively I have what to distinguish between that Terim, because one is more what is larger than the other, and it's much harder to commit. You shouldn't rely on this unless it's a real shasad chak. But bottom line, Ramesha says it's not 100% clear. So what we assumed last time, and the suffix that we had afterwards, maybe one's not the theorist in the Gemara, one could distinguish between the two. Ramesha says in general you should try to be machmer to have four in the babysitting situation that we spoke about. But b'shasad chak, maybe there's what to rely on. Okay. Are there any other heterim? Let's move away from numbers. Numbers are complicated, 4 and 3 and 3 and 4 and all these different cases. What other heterim does the poskim talk about? And we're going to need this for Ramesha. What? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph of Aleph and Kiddushin. Amar Rabba, middle of the Daf, the Gemara says Amar Rabba, Baila Ba'ir, we're not going to talk about that today. That's probably going to be next week's sugya. But if your husband is in the city, then you don't have an isur yichud. That's a very important heter to understand. But it's a very complicated line, and we have to learn all the details about the line. There's something in the Gemara talking about baila b'ir, the fact that your husband is around, even if you're technically not in the enclosed area that you're now alone with this other man. That's going to create a heter yichud zuk on many of our married wives. It does not exactly work the other way. There is one sheet of the Kesef Mishnah that we'll talk about also that has a heter of ishto imo. However, the bottom line, that halacha is not accepted unless the Chubina Rav has a heter, you know, b'shas adchak gadol in a situation, but Bottom line, the poskim do not accept such a heter of ishto imo. It psychologically does not work the reverse. And therefore, the only heter of a man with a wife is something like Zuk had on Matzah Shabbos, where they're actually together. But if you're not actually together, just you're in the vicinity of the same city, it's not going to work the other way. That's called ishto imo. Ishto imo means physically imo. But bala be'ir means bala in the ear. We never find that the Gemara says ishto be'ir. Because psychologically, you don't have the same impact, and we'll learn the details of bala be'ir as a woman does, and Mirtz Hashem will learn that next week. Yeah?
Just in terms of Lila, let's just say it's the summer, right? The babysitter. So the sun goes down much later.
No, we said last week, it's not based on Lila.
Nothing to do.
So no, that's what we brought. We brought a raya from the Rishonim. It's totally on Shana.
But even if it's light out, even if it's...
Ad kedei kach zuk, listen to this. We said last week that the poskim have a tremendous kula. If the people and the parties that are there partying, you know, hopefully not partying, but the parties that are there, no pun intended, are not planning on going to sleep, and they're planning on going home, so many poskim suggest that that's also a heter of yom, and you would not have to jump up the ratios to go up to Lila. Because there is no issue of Lila over here. It's just if you're staying in a house and it's already a time that people might go to sleep now, then I got to start being considered Lila. But babysitting, you have to be concerned because you're dealing with a younger age. So it depends what time bedtime is. Because bedtime for different kids is different times. Depends, you know, my daughter's bedtime is 9:15. She's like the Melech Malchayim Lochim over there. And the other kid, the boys are 7:30. And a Cheva, the baby, is like 11 o'clock. She decides, she rules the house. Yeah. So it's a big chiluk, and there could be ratios, a babysitter with a girl, right? You know, and the other two are sleeping, that's straight up yichud. Not so pashut. So I need to make sure to have, right? You know, the right babysitter, yeah. Or some other heterim that we have to come up with.
And this all doesn't apply with the karov, right?
We'll have to get to karov. There is heterim. Oh, if you're related, and not necessarily a karov in terms of cousins, but
no,
if
no, like brothers and sisters, like
brothers and sisters, we have to get the brothers and sisters. We're gonna have a shepherd shiur on brothers and sisters. The Gemara does talk about yichu with a brother and sister, but the Gemara doesn't put the regular rules on it. And we'll have a whole tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein to discuss the psak of brothers and sisters. I'm answering you b'kitzur nimrutz right now. We have to get back to it. Brothers and sisters is not absolutely mutter, but it's mutter a lot of times. The Kitzur Nimritz, Rav Moshe has a time on it, where he's limited, because it's talked about in the Gemara, but we have to learn the details. It's not going to follow the regular rules and regulations when it comes to brothers and sisters. But mother and fathers, grandparents, it's not included in it. Right? Good. So now the Gemara says, Baila Be'ir, which we're not learning right now, Eim Chom Shem Rishu Yichud. Amar Rav Yosef adds on another heter, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, Eim Choshishim Mishum Yichud. What does that mean? What's a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim Bardesh? A Pesach, an opening, a door, that's Pasuach, that's open, L'Rishus HaRabim, to the public. Now, I don't think L'Rishus HaRabim has to be the definition of L'Rishus HaRabim in Hilchos Erevin to be 600,000 people on a street. I think it might just be any area we're going to have, you know, numerous people. L'Rishus HaRabim in Dine Tumah, for the halachas of Safik Tumah versus Rabim, is three people. So any area that's like a common area for people to walk around, that's already going to be a Rishus Rabim. So right there, you create a matzav of Pesach Pesuch Rishus Rabim. It's open to that area and there are people around. So that is what? Going to get rid of everything Savitsky in all Hilchos Yichud. That's a very important line that can save you in situations where you don't have the right numbers. Right there, saving grace. Rav Bibi Ikler, Rav Yosef busted the Karach Rifta. Rav Bibi was by Rav Yosef and they were making sandwiches. Hamaluhu Shkuli Darga Mitusi Bibi. The Gemara says that they want to take her out, take down the stairs because there was an issue of Yichud. So Zok the Gemara, Aiva Amar Rabba, why are you concerned? Baila Beir and Chosh Mishim Yichud. Isn't this a situation of Baila Beir? Zok the Gemara, no. Shiny Rav Bibi Deshush Benise Havai. No, with this woman, he had a close relationship, Balas Brislo, and therefore what? We learned in Hilchos Yichud prior that any time there's an old relationship, does anyone remember the phrase, Libo Gasba, Libo Gasba, that regular heterim of Hilchos Yichud might not apply, and therefore the heter of Bala Beir will not help in a situation of Libo Gasba. We'll have to come out to that when we learn the sugya of Bala Beir Mir Tashem next week. So there is a limitation when it comes to Bala Beir in a situation of Libo Gasba, that's black on white in the Gemara, where it's that old relationship, that old friend of yours from, you know, Yena High School, whatever high school you went to, or we went to high school together, we went to Morasha together, Moshava, you know, that old relationship, we were close friends, we had, you know, Libo Gaspo, those heterim are going to be out the window. It's very important to know when you're going to rely on Baal Abir that that's a limitation. However, what's very interesting is the Gemara says Libo Gaspo specifically by what? By Labir. What did the Gemara not say the limitation of Libo Gaspa about? Pesach Pasuach. Comes along the Chelkas Mechaikik, one of the Perushim on the side of Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, in Simin Chaf Beis, our Simin of Hilchos Yichud. And the Chelkas Mechaikik says, Sif Yud Gimel, Beis Shepischo Pasuach, a house that the door is open, L'Rishis HaRabim, and Choshen L'Zyachidim Erva. Zok Techelkes Mechoykek, in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Nirali, just on his own.
What's the name of
the source? The Chelkas Mechoykek, it's the side of the Shulchan Aruch. I told you, in Eben Ezer, the two Perushim on the side, the Rashi and Tosfos on the side, are the Chelkas Mechoykek and the Beis Shmuel. Simin Chaf Beis and the Chalkus Mechoykik is in Sifkot and Yud Gimel. Nire Dehocha Nami Begasba Ubekinaba Aser Vechenim B'Trumas Hadeshen. The Chalkus Mechoykik quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the Rishonim, that says that there are certain limitations to this heter of Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah. Even if you're open to the public, that the Gemara says the Isser of Yichud will not apply in such a scenario. However, there are limitations to certain people that have some sort of negative connection. One limitation, which the Trumas Hadeshen says beferish, is like the halachas, right? Daf Yomi is learning Masecha Saita. The halacha is that if a husband warned his wife, he was kinaba. It's pasuk in Chumash. He was kinaba. He warned his wife not to be mesiachid with this person, right? Then if she goes, Adim see her go into seclusion with this person. Right, so then she could be technically a suffix saita, and if she had an aide that saw her be matama with her, then she could be usher to her husband. So that's the halacha of saita. So what happens if a husband warned? It's halacha lemaisa. If a husband warned his wife about a specific person, think about it. You know, there's something fishy going around, Swalski, and then I say to my wife, you know, chas v'shalom, not me. I'm saying a person says to their wife. They say, you know, I don't want you to be around this person anymore. I just don't trust it, right? And he's kinaba. He gives her a warning. So Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim, the Trumas Hadeshen says, will not happen, will not help in such a scenario, right? Yet, the Chelkas Mechoykek assumes from there that also a more common situation will also not be applied to Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim, which means what? Not only kinaba, where the husband actually warned her, but also where there's an old relationship, that old phrase, the three words, Libo, Gaspo. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva disagrees with the psak of the Chelkas Mechoykek and says that if you look beferish in the Trumas Hadeshen, he only said the limitation of Pesach Pasuach applies to a husband that warned, but not to a situation of what? Libo Gaspa. And therefore says Rav Moshe that Al-Halacha, he thinks even if you have a situation of an old relationship of a Libo Gaspa, then what? Sif Tes. Eben Ezer, again, Samach Dalet, Sif Katan Tes. And these chuvas about Yichud. It's called Yichud Emisha Shagaspa Kisha Pesach Basuach L'Rishis. Interesting title. Basically, he's taking on the whole psak of the Chelkas Mechaikik. And he says that that's not what the Trumas Hadeshin said. Trumas Hadeshin specifically, Sifkan Tess, Trumas Hadeshin specifically was talking about a case where I warned my wife, Kinaba, but not a case where we have this old relationship of Liba Gaspa. Therefore, Rav Moshe says, the heter of that old relationship, that Moshevah connection, is still going to be heter in the super heter of Pesach Batsuach L'Rishas HaRab. Rabbi Isai, I didn't only find that Rav Moshe said this, but it's not quoted. I don't think it's quoted in Rav Moshe, but I found, I was looking on the page, the Taz says it Beferish. And the Taz and Rav Moshe were machavin to the same exact proof. Not only, it's not the most amazing proof, the fact that it said that the Trumas Hadeshin didn't say it. The Chalkos Mechoykik was very aware that the Trumas Hadeshin didn't say it, Legabe Libo Gaspa. Just the Chalkos Mechoykik went on his own, and he said, the Svara of not applying it, Pesach Pasuach, to Kinaba, is because there's something fishy going on. So Libo Gaspa also has something that's going to lend itself to an Isser, and it's something Ka'ain being fishy, and therefore I'm not going to have the regular Heter, Mevilchus Yichra, Pesach Pasuach, or Zarabim, in such a scenario where it's what? Where it's Libo Gaspa. Right? That's the Chalkos Mechokek assumption off of the Trumas Hadeshin. So I wouldn't necessarily side with the, just because of the Trumas Hadeshin didn't say it, it's shayach to argue that whatever applies to one applies to the other. Yet what is the best proof for both sides? And you already heard it. That Rav Moshe and the Taz both say is a Beferish proof and an ironclad proof. It's called two lines in a Gemara. The Gemara that we started off with today, Maseches Kedushin, Af Pei Aleph, quotes two different heterim. And it says, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim, end of story. Then, it says, when it comes to Baila Be'ir, the other heter, that's a heter in Yichud. On that, the Gemara decides in the next line to limit it to Libo Gaspa. Savitsky, what's the implication? That when it comes to the first heter of Pesach L'Pesuach L'Rishas HaRabim, again, the Gemara said two things. Yichud and everything that you've learned till now doesn't apply in two scenarios. Number one, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim. Number two, Bayil HaBe'ir, her husband, is in the city. Good? Now, on the second heter, the Gemara qualifies and the Gemara says, Bayil HaBe'ir does not apply in a situation where it's Libo Gaspa, where there's some interconnection between these two people or historic connection or some relationship, right? What did the Gemara not qualify? The first one, which was Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim. Inference of the Gemara, says Rav Moshe and the Taz, is that Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim is a super heter that trumps even a scenario that's usually problematic in the world of Hilchos Yichud of Libo Gaspa. So again, Rabbosai, we've learned other heterim. We've learned the heter of one man with three women, according to Rashi. But what was Rashi's limiting factor on that heter of one man with three women? And, no, what does Rashi say? Libo Gaspa. That's not going to help. So we've been presented situations where Libo Gaspa is going to be a problem, right? A person who has with Nashim, and there are other scenarios that the Shulchan Aruch writes that Libo Gaspa is going to be a problematic. What we're pointing out over here, which the Chalkos Mechokek thought, the regular rules and regulations of Yichud is that whenever there's an older connection, Libo Gaspa, it's something that's conducive to falling into a trap and unfortunately getting involved with a woman that you're in seclusion with, so the Heterim don't apply in a situation where it's Libo Gaspa. But we just fell upon a super heter. A super heter that Rav Moshe and the Taz are paskening, that now you're not even going to have the limitation of Levo Gaspo of that old relationship, and this is a super heter that trumps any fishy situation.
Even if it's one-on-one?
Even if it's one-on-one, Levo Gaspo, old relationship, if you have Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim, it's going to be mutter.
Yeah, even Belayla.
Oh, so now we have to learn. What you're asking basically is, what is a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim? Are there limitations to what a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim is? Namely, what happens Balayla when it's not as common for people to be around? So before we talk about Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim and what happens Balayla and the different practical implications and practical cases, we first, because we have a super heter on our hand that's very interesting and we want to know about this, we first have to figure out what is a Pesach Pesuach L'Rishtarabi. What does that mean? All we did was we translated the words. Pesach Pesuach L'Rishtarabi. We have to know whether that stands and how loose is that translation, and are there other situations that could be relied on that might be extremely helpful in situations of Yichud. Now, Rabosai, this is something that's going to be very important because it could potentially save you from many situations, and I'll tell you classic cases with Marcia, with my cleaning lady, that I rely on this. However, Rabosai, it's not always going to be helpful. And that's why we have to learn the dinim. Yeah.
What's the qualifications for an ear also?
For an ear? What do you mean by an ear?
The other head there, that...
Bala be'ir?
Yeah.
Good question. We have to learn that next week. What is an ear? Meaning, do you go based on the government standing? Do you go based on taxes? Because Lawrence and Farakwe are not the same ear if you're going based on taxes. But, you know, it's pretty close. And people are, people are going... I mean, the shul I used to daven is the Aguda of West Lawrence. You know, that's in the heat of Farakwe. That's where Moshe Brown shul, that's right. That's, but it's so close. Yeah, good question. I would not call that outside the ear, even though technically they're in different ear.
Does that literally mean like an open door?
Oh, good question. Excellent question. We don't know. Let's figure out that right now. Comes along Ezra Stern and asks, what is a Pesach Pesulach Rishis HaRabim? So if you look on the Din in Shulchan Aruch that I just read to you, which is in Simen Chaf Beis and Evan Ezer, Sif Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch, all it said to us was Bayis Shepasuach L'Rishis HaRabim Ein Chashash L'Isyachid Im Erva. Then it's not usher to be Misyachid with someone who you're not allowed to be Miyuchid with. Comes on the Pischei Tshuva at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Katan Ches. Ooh, you got me a tiny one, Ezra.
Very tiny one.
Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim Ayin Tshuvas Rabbeinu Akiva Eger Simon Kuf. Oh, we know him. We wrote a letter to him. Betshuvas Hagon Beis Meir. Two Gedolei Achrenim, the Beis Meir and the Reb Kiva Eger. Shekosov, the Ikel LeMeidak Mizeh. You should be Medaik in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Pashup Shah. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishtarabim. Translate for me, Hager. Pesach Pasuach.
That is
open. Stop. Mizeh. You should be Medaik from Hager. HaPesach Sosum, if the door is closed, Afilu Eino Na'ol, even if it's not locked, V'hu Ponel Rishis HaRabim, and it's facing the Rishis HaRabim, namely, you have an unlocked door that reaches the Rishis HaRabim, the public area, right outside your apartment, right outside your house, but it's unlocked, and I'm not going to lock the door, says Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Beis Meir, that does not fit the qualifications of Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch said one word, Pasuach, open. O Pasuach Lechotzer, V'hu ima b'yichud ba'abayis, have a yichud, and you're over an iser. V'chein mashma b'kiddushin perak aleph. And that's the mashmos of the sugyas that we just said in the Gemara Daf Pei Aleph in Kiddushin, and therefore the definitions of Reb Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir for Pesach Pasuach L'Rishis HaRabim is going to be open, a door that's physically open, wide open. But then he says, "Umad Isa b'tshuvas harashba." Look what Reb Kiva Eger is taking on. Reb Kiva Eger is saying, "But I'm not alone over here." And I'm taking on some heavy, heavy hitters, namely Rishonim. Rishonim, like the Tshuvas HaRashba, did not agree with me. Simen Aleph Rishonim Hey, De'ein Yichud Ad Shiei Abayis Na'ol B'Minol. Yichud only applies, or both sides, get this out there, until only if the door is locked. If the door is unlocked, even though the door is closed, says the Tshuvas HaRashba, that is going to be not Yichud. Fine. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. No. He's quoting it. The Tshuvas quoting different Gedolim. Yeah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Tshuvas HaRashba that I'm taking on, guess what? Ta'us sofer hu. It's a mistake. And don't build a heter based on it. There's no way the Rashba said such a thing. Pesach Pasuach is kipshuto. He's talking about the door is open and there's people around outside, and that's why it's open to the Sarabim. But if it's closed, that's tantamount to a regular Yochas Yichud, ignoring the fact that it's unlocked. However, one second. Achim, Ra'isi b'tshuvas haradvaz. But says the Piskei Tshuva, although Reb Kiva Eger is convinced that it's a tall sofer and it's something that cannot be relied upon, says the Piskei Tshuva, I found the Tshuvas haradvaz in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kufchav Aleph, Shehetik Lashon HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRadvaz, Radvaz, quotes the Rashba and uses it as a heter. Below cost of Shetol Soferu. And he didn't say it's a mistake. B'sham Herich Lachlok Al Chacham Echad, Shehevi Kama Irayos, De Yichud Ava Afilu Ein Pesach Klal La'achadar, Shemes Yachid Shama, Buzal Docher Rayosov, from the avade the belayla ba'afila avi yichud afilu below Pesach v'chein b'yom emutachas margulos hamapa u'makom she'en adam roa osam. So I have to get back to all these qualifications. Rabosai, on the books, Piskei Tshuva is telling you something that's extremely important that you don't get at all from the actual Shulchan Aruch. You have to read the Nosei Kelim on the side to actually know the details of what's going on in Shulchan Aruch. What is a Pesach Pasuach? L'rishas HaRabim, exactly what Ezra Stern just asked. Is it mamish Pesach Pasuach? Or is it no, even including a door that's unlocked? Rabosai, I don't want to stop there. Fader, just give me one more step to finish, and then we're going to have to learn, and hopefully next week we're going to figure out how to paskin la'alocha. Listen to the way Rav Moshe takes it. Rav Moshe takes it one step further. So far, what are our two options? Rav Kiva Eger versus the Rashba? Right? Either open mamish or unlocked, right? Let me read you a piece of Rav Moshe. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim Kishadeles Ne'ula. What's the halacha when it's locked? So, Sifkat and Dalet. So if I would answer Rav Moshe's title right now, I would tell you, that's not one of the options in the Piskei Tshuva. That's not even, there's no election about that. There's no vote. You know, that's not even an option. That's classic Yichud. Rabosa, listen to Rav Moshe. The Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas HaRabim Kfar Biarti Da'afilu ne'ula hadeles kederach kol adloso shederach kule alma bekrochim lino mibefnim mitzad shmira. When you have people, normal people, that they lock their doors from the inside in order to keep their houses secure. Kevin shederach kule alma dekeshashomen mi shenokaf al adeles. Since people have a tendency that the second that they hear a knock, they come to answer the door. Oshem mitzaltzel ala pa'amon. Mazem mitzaltzel ala pa'amon. Ring the bell. Shanasa lakach, and that's made for the purpose of opening the door. Listen to this, Rebels. I couldn't believe this when I saw this. Ba misha b'fnim b'shol, mihu? Who's there? Good. Somebody comes and responds. Ramesh is telling you the process, la'alocha, how to answer a door. This is the source to who's there. Mihu? When he hears that it's someone who's safe, Rabbi said, this is something I teach my kids also, do not open the door without finding out who it is, or without an adult being around. This is where I got it from, Ramesha. And even when he doesn't know him for sure, he's a FedEx guy, I'm not so concerned, I open the door, miruba deruba de inchi. Most of the people, I have a willingness to open the door if he looks safe. Fortunately, that doesn't apply in all areas of the country right now. Should change soon, Amir Tashem. Leka iser yichud kishu bizman sheboin stam inchi labayis. Af kishelo hodiyu kodem. Rabbi, do you hear what Rav Moshe just said? Demirtiti shema yinkoif mishu al adeles biyumuchroch liftoyach teka. Rav Moshe says, you have a locked door. This wasn't even brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You have a locked door. And since my nature is that during the normal day time, if a person comes, even if he's not a common person, if a person comes unannounced, I'm going to open the door and run to the door quickly. I'm not going to be nichshol in an aveira with the person that I'm yichud with because I'm going to answer the door. Ribbono shel olam, the door is locked. I'm not going to answer the door. I could pretend I'm not home. I could stay in my room. Rav Moshe is saying that that's still going to be heter because there's a fear. Avo bezman shein derech an shelavo. Oh, Rav Moshe says, but if people are never going to come, oba mokum shloshchichi in shelavo, or where it's not common for people to come, so then I'm not going to be concerned about it, and I'm going to be nechshol in the avera with yichud that I'm finding it. It's a yichud kshadelas nula. Then it's going to be usher when it's locked. Rak pasuach mamish. Then Rav Moshe goes benakotza lakotza. And in those scenarios, obviously, it's only going to be mutter when it's actually the door is open. That's an important line, as we'll get to in a second. Kam oz. Because then, only then, he's going to be afraid. Rabbi Yisai. This Rabbi Moshe is a massive chiddush la'alacha. Not that I could even fully understand. I presented it to you because it's just a fascinating shita within the spectrum of Pesach Pesuach within Hilchos Yichud. But I think the major shitas that the post can go with is the ones that the Pesach Tshuva quotes, the options of the door open versus the door unlocked. However, the limitations are, if the door is unlocked, it's not going to be so practical, Zook, and I'll tell you why. Even if you want to go with the lenient opinion, which some poskim do or say you can rely on, but they put a caveat and they put a limitation, which makes a lot of sense, and it's as follows. If you live in an apartment building or in a dormitory, that it's always common, no one knocks, people just swing the door open and they always constantly move in, that's considered a Pesach Pesuach L'Sharabim, according to the Radvaz and the Rashba, if you're going to take it at face value, unlike Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's going to be mutter. However, if you live in an apartment like many people do, or in a house like many people do, that no one walks in unannounced, no one walks in without getting permission to walk in, ad kedei kach that I will call the police and sue them for trespassing, that people have a fear of doing that, and especially people have respect and common decency to allow people to have privacy and know that people aren't always dressed in the right way and that you can't just barge into someone's house. So then that's not considered Pesach Pesuach L'Sarabim, or even according to the Shita HaMekila, the lenient opinion of the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Radvaz. I'll take it one step further, Rabosai. Even if the door is wide open, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's heter, and it's nighttime, and it's a zman that people are not around, and no one is on the street. So the fact that actually I have access with a car to drive down that street makes absolutely no difference in terms of the municipality, Hager, that it technically is a Rosh HaRabim. That doesn't make a difference. The point is, are there people around? It's a fear factor, says the Rashba. It's the fact that I know that someone's going to walk in. So just like according to the Rashba, if I have a door that's closed that no one's going to walk in, even if it's unlocked, only in a matzav of where it's common or you live in an apartment building, that women come in all the time, back and forth, borrowing things, it's really a free-for-all, such a hamish a matzav, so then that's going to be a Pesach Pesuach L'Sarabim, similar to a dormitory. But I don't know why the other gender should be there. However, if you're in a situation, even if the door is wide open, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's heter, but it's a zman where people aren't around, so then, that's not even going to be a heter. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, Rabosai, and it's pitch dark, and everyone's sleeping around, I don't care where you are, there's not going to be a heter even if I physically open the door. So even though we started off today's shiur with a super heter of Pesach Pesuach L'Sarabim that might even trump the classic issues and limitations in Hilchos Yichud, that might even trump, according to Rav Moshe and the Taz, Libo Gasba, but it's got to actually be a Pesach Pesuach L'Sarabim, which doesn't mean that it's physically connected to a public street. It means it's accessible to people that's actually going to instill an ambition on your part to fall into an avera with the person that you're in seclusion with the person that you're violating yichud with. Now, the million-dollar question is, what is the time? When does the time start to be problematic? Now, I don't think the time is necessarily going to be, like we said in other areas, going to be nighttime, going to be shkia, going to be tzeis. The Chazon Ish was quoted in Bnei Brak. Again, I think it's going to be different depending on the areas that you live in. It's an assessment. In Bnei Brak, in the apartment buildings, the Chazon Ish said That Pesach Pasul Chorus Rabim stops at 10 o'clock. Other poskim said in Yerushalayim it goes to 11 o'clock. It's arbitrary. It changes. It changes on the issues. I think if you go to an area where you're mamish, there's a heavy, a lot of people constantly walking. I think on Amsterdam Avenue, it might be going even until later. You know, it might. In Fairlawn, it's like 8:30. So Rabosa, it's dependent on the situation. So that's in terms of just that Teira Pesach Pasul Chorus Rabim. But Rabosa, there are situations that the Rashba can come in handy. The fact that it's going to be unlocked, I don't think it's most common in people's houses, because I think if you have that situation in your house, that's going to cause other problems. There's not going to be a privacy, and it might cause shalom bias issues. But theoretically, you know, when it's a more hamish and matzav, you know, and people are not necessarily married, or they're in bunks, or whatever it is, and totally people have access to that area, or even if it's in like a camp in a kitchen, whatever it is. People walk in all the time to get something from the fridge or whatever it is. So that heter of the Rasha Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim will become very, very important. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the fact that it's not physically open won't necessarily help, but I think one has a lot to rely on, as the Radvaz took the Rashba at face value, that Pesach Pesuch Sarabim means it's open. But again, Rabosai, what I'm pointing out is that there are going to be situations that even the Rabbi Kiva Eger's version of Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim is not going to help, because there's no one around. So what? I live in Teaneck, New Jersey, right? I live on Winthrop, right? And I open up the door, right? In the middle at 3 o'clock in the morning. You think that's going to affect me not to do an Avera? No one can see. First of all, if I live on Winthrop, that means my house is all the way back. So there's no way. So maybe that was a bad example, Winthrop. So it was just the first street that came to mind. I live on Fayette. So, right? So now.
That's right.
I was going to say West Englewood, where I grew up, but West Englewood is going to be very late because it's right across from Bnei Asher, and there are always people around there till late. But Rabosai, whatever it is, it's got to fit the mamish situation of Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim. So if you're stuck in an Hilchos Yichud, some people might think, oh, you read the Pashut Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, and you read even the Nosek Kelim, so you think, oh, Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim, great. So I'm stuck in Yichud, I got stuck here, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I came back from a situation, I realize this, my sister's friend is staying over for the night, it's just me and her, what am I going to do? It's nighttime, this is... Oh my gosh, the numbers are coming back to me. Even if I would have a friend here, it would still be a problematic. I would have to up the antes, right, as much as possible to 3, and it's not geschmack, right? Let me just open the door. Can't open the door. What's that going to help you? That's not going to be much of the issue. So what we have to figure out for situations where it's not so hamish, situations where you're dealing with a house matzav, you're dealing with a housekeeper, like Marcia, and you're stuck with her, even in the daytime, constantly, what are other options? What are going to be other options for the heter of Yichud? Rabbeisai, there has to be some other options. Are there anything else to learn with? I thought we would finish that today. We're going to have to wait till the next time because we have a big sugya coming up for Ian now. So we have to figure out what are other heterim and aspects of Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim. We also have to figure out what's the deedim of other issues that connect to Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim, Mir Tashem. And next week we will talk about cars, Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim on cars, dates. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva, not lekula but lechumra, when it comes to driving in a car with a girl, Pesach Pesuch Lur Sarabim. And then Rav Yisai, next week, before we get to Baal of the Year, I want to talk to Baal of the Year, maybe next week, we will talk about the heter of going in an elevator with just you and a woman. Is it mutter? Is it aser? Is it pashut? Is it not pashut? Mr. Shem, we'll talk about it all next week. Rabbi Isai, brand new sugya.